This is the BBC Home Service. Clear the floor for the East Action Working Men's Club Crazy Cabaret.
Act number one is the highly esteemed Goon Show! Now, Mr. Greenstead, put down that Radio Times. Cast off that bamboo kilt and give the listeners the old posh chapter. Give me your wallet, don't me, Wally. Go on, Walt. Where are your wallet?
Ladies and gentlemen, this week, as stated in the Radio Times, we give you the six ingots of Leadenhall Street.
Sorry, Greeners, we're not doing that, Wallace.
Oh, yes, we are.
No, not this week, no.
But we are, you see. On page 24 of my Radio Times, it states quite clearly the six ingots of Leadenhall Street.
I know, we've changed it, you see.
Oh, but does it? The Radio Times never lies.
Tonight, we give you the story of the Port of London Authority's valuable hand-carved, oil-painted, valuable floating pier.
Oh, 'twas the month of February in 1955, when the valuable floating pier at Westminster suddenly took a dive. On board the sinking pier, Fred Harding was having his tea when the icy waters closed over his head and he screamed,
"How tearing me!"
But 600 Westminster firemen, with hook and ladder and line, worked with tigerish courage, sank the whole lot before nine. And
attention, Westminster councillors. Inquiry into the sinking of the valuable Westminster Pier on the 7th of Feb 1955 is now in the old session now. Chairman, Mr. Ned Seagun, the right Charlie looks in that cardboard drill we have it out.
Gentlemen, for the Port of London Authority, I must state the day before the valuable Westminster Pier sank, it was inspected and certified river worthy.
Who was the man who inspected it?
It was none other than...
I resign!
Resignation accepted. On the grounds of incompetence. Anyone else want the old job now?
I'll take it on.
Right, name?
Ned Seagun.
Same as the last bloke. All right, carry on.
Now, did anybody actually see the pier sink?
Yes, mate. Jim Tooler.
Then why isn't he here?
He went down with it, mate.
I see. Right. Lunch!
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait. Wait a minute. We got some more witnesses yet.
Oh, very well. Throat?
Yes.
Postpone lunch.
What?
Good.
Next witness.
Ragged idiot.
I'm the famous Eccles.
Famous? I've never heard of you.
What? You've heard of Clapham Common?
Yes.
Well, you mind what you say.
What? Oh. Now, look here. Let's get down to the important question. What caused the valuable Westminster Pier to sink?
As a member of the police, may I make a suggestion, mate?
Police? You're not Fabian of the Yard.
No, I can't act for Toffee, I can't.
Neither can he. Now, do you suspect sabotage?
No, he's in the clear.
Then whom do you suspect?
Russian frogmen done it, mate.
What is their motive?
Oh, I don't go into their private affairs, mate. I just accuse them, that's all I...
I'm sure the Russians did it.
Well, I ain't, mate, but it looks good on the report sheet, doesn't it?
Meantime, on a fish train traveling from Leeds to Salisbury.
For a week we tried to raise the valuable sunken Westminster Pier, but failed miserably. Then yesterday, a professor offered me a service.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, buddy, yes. So you think you can raise the pier, eh?
Yes, we've always done it many times.
Splendid. Now, what is your profession?
We're oyster sexers.
Oyster sexers?
Yes. We can tell the difference, you know.
At your age, that must be quite a revelation. I'm sorry, but I'm not interested in oyster sexing.
Ah, but you're not an oyster, are you?
Mr. Crund.
What?
If I were an oyster, I wouldn't be here. Can't have an oyster as chairman of the Westminster Pier Salvage Committee. Can you?
Why not, eh? Why not? It's a free country, isn't it? Yeah. Why shouldn't an oyster be chairman?
Because an oyster can't talk.
Have you ever spoken to one?
No.
Then you don't know, do you? No. Now, look, we've got an oyster here.
Fred, isn't it?
Yes. Put it on the desk. There you are, Min. There. Now, go and speak to it.
Speak to it? This is absurd.
Go on, buddy. Speak to it. Speak to it.
No, I refuse. I can't.
Yes, you can. Try. And then you'll find out if it can speak.
Yes.
Good morning. This is madness. You can't.
You'll have to speak louder. He can't hear you.
Of course not. The oyster's closed.
Closed? Wednesday, of course. It's early closed. Shout loud to it. Shout loud.
Shout loud.
Good morning. I see that it's early closing for oysters. To me. Give me the oyster here. There. That's the last you'll hear of him. Pardon?
You naughty man. You've eaten Fred our oyster. We'll call the police constable.
Get out of here. Come in here with Fred the oyster. Heavens. Is there no one who can salvage the highly valuable Westminster Pier? I'd pay anything.
Ooh. Pardon me, Miami. Moncard.
Thank you. But there's nothing on it.
Look on the other side.
Oh. A silly place to have it printed. On the back. Now what's this? Messrs. Fred Moriarty Limited, Sunken Westminster Floating Pier Salvage Expert. Cad! Just the man we want!
Sir Pristy, you mean the Westminster Floating Pier has sunk?
Yes.
At last employment! All these years I've waited.
Well, tell me, how do we raise the pier?
Oh, don't raise the pier.
What then?
Lower the river. Cad! Genius!
Absolute genius! But can you do it?
Sapristi Yakabakakas, of course I can! My partner, the Honorable Grit Pipe Tin, is the greatest water remover in the world! Follow me!
Come in. I entered a room 4 foot deep in water.
Up to his neck in it, Grit Pipe Thin was sitting on a rubber dinghy smoking a gin-filled hookah.
Ah, Neddy. Have a glass of water.
Thank you.
Have another.
Drink as much as you can.
Why?
The basement's flooded.
But I thought you were an expert water remover.
Oh, I am. It's my day off.
I see.
So you want us to lower the level of the Thames?
Yes.
Yes, well, that'll be 30 bob a day for the hire of the pumps.
Pumps?
Yes, I always wear them. They don't draw the feet, you know. I hate having my feet drawn except by Graham Sutherland. Then for the work. Well, the work, shall we say, £10 for every hour's pumping.
£10 for every hour?
I accept. Sign here, please. And here, and here, and here, and on this check. Now this one, and here, this small check here, bank guarantee, mortgage, pawn ticket. Here's your insurance policy, just there. This contract, indemnity clause, here, watch, chain. Thank you. Now, have a glass of water.
Thank you.
Splendid. I want you to drink as much as you can.
Why, is it good for me?
No, good for my grandmother.
Why?
She's under all this lot. Right in, Eddie. We'll be there in the morning, and I take it you'll have the money ready.
Yes.
Hooray! Then tomorrow my name will be famous. Yes. Neddy Seagun, the man who raised Westminster's sunken floating pier. And the good old Port of London's authorities flag will fly once more, and the crowds will sing, "But he's a jolly good Seagun, but he's a jolly good Seagun, but he's a jolly good Seagun!" And so say all of us.
You silly, twisted boy.
Thank you. Then you'll stop pumping the river out tomorrow, eh?
Yes, till tomorrow then, Neddy.
Demain!
Moriarty, we shall make a fortune out of this, Charlie. But first, let us hear Gladys Ellington and her lean water baby.
My lean baby, tall and thin, 5'7" of bones and skin. But when she tells me, baby, she loves me, I feel as mellow as a fellow can be. She's slender, but she's tender. She makes my heart surrender. But every night when I hold her tight, the feeling is nice. My arms can go around twice. My lean baby, she's so slim. A broomstick's wider, but not as trim. And when she starts to kiss me, then I know I love her so I never ever let her go. My lean baby, strange to see, and all that nothing belongs to me. Although she may be scrawny, she's okay, because I wouldn't want her any other way. I chased her and I caught her, then a diamond ring I bought her, and the diamond shine, the ring is so fine. But here is a twist, she wears it right on her wrist. My lean baby, she's so slim, a broomstick's wider, but not as trim. And when she starts to kiss me, then I know I love her so I never let her go. Pardon me, skinny baby, please say yes, don't say no, just for maybe, 'cause I love her. Yes, I love her so.
And now, The Six Ingots of Leadenhall Street, Part 3, in which Ned Seagun is attacked by a drink-crazed Peruvian trombonist with rumpled feet.
Green
and
it's... We're not doing that this week.
But page 24 of my Radio Times says...
I don't care what your Radio Times says, Wallace. We're not
but
doing
listen,
it.
The editor is
look,
a friend of mine.
I
the
don't
Radio
care.
Times never
look,
lies.
We're not doing it,
So Moriarty and Gritpipe Thine started to pump the river. And as the weather was very cold, sometimes they both were wont for to shiver. They pumped and pumped, but the River Thames did not get any lower. But this did not worry Gritpipe Fine, as he was being paid by the hour. And all the pump fiend did pump and roar.
Aprilin Paris, chestnut in blossom.
How much does he owe us now, Moriarty?
We pumped 60,000 gallons. That's £3 million.
Lovely, lovely.
Aprilin Paris, chestnut in blossom. Here comes a Charlie.
I say, Gritpipe.
Ah, Neddy, have a glass of water.
Thanks.
Every little helps, you know.
That's just it. You've been pumping for 8 weeks now, and the river hasn't gone down one inch.
Well, you can't rush these things, laddie. You've come to pay us the old...
Yes. Here it is. £3 million.
Thank you.
Well, that's the last of it, you know. Treasury's nearly broke.
Nonsense. Have a glass of water.
Thank you. Now listen. If for the next 24 hours the river is still full of water, the government is going to step in.
Good riddance to them. Now let's see. We've got 3 million, Moriarty.
Wait! I say, wait!
Where are they pumping all the water to?
It was then I noticed a long pipe. I followed it along the embankment, past Vauxhall, Chelsea Bridge, Putney Bridge, Barnes Bridge, Mortlake Brewery. Mortlake Brewery.
Cringing nurglers, is it? Dad, but no. Where's me old photographs? Dad, it is. It's me old batman, Nettie Seagoon, having a swim in mid-February, the naughty man. I say, Seagoon, it's me. Me, Major Bloodknock of the 3rd Regular Army Deserters. I say, Seagoon, remember that day in Pune at the Maritori's restaurant? Oh, she was a boutique bibby. Oh, yes.
I'm drowning!
Don't interrupt, please. I took her to Grant Road and... What? Drowning, you say? Surely not drowning. Not Nettie Seagoon drowning. Not my old batman not drowning. Why, you were the plunging and trudging stroke champion of Kirky, weren't you? Let me see. It must have been 1903, I think. No, it was 1904. I remember now. Save you, lad. I can't swim, lad. But wait a minute. I know a fellow at Hackney Wick, an excellent swimmer. I'll go and get him. Lend me the cab fare, lad.
Help me
out. Yeah, what? Give us your hand.
Thanks. Now, here. Here's 5 shillings. Now, hurry up and get him before I drown.
Right. No, but wait. You're soaking wet. Yeah. Laddie, let me wring out your wallet. And that watch, that gold hunter, they mustn't be dropped in water, these hunters, you know. It'll get ruined in that water. Oh, you naughty man, you. I'll preserve it for you, lad. Now, take off that damp money belt. You've got rheumatics. My goodness. You mustn't have those sort of things. That's right, lad. Now, off with those wet clothes. Coat and trousers, and vest and underpants, shoes and... Oh, we'll flog this lot really good. Good heavens, man. What? You can't stand there naked. Get back in the water there.
Right.
Wait there, don't go away.
I never saw him again. I dragged myself ashore on a pipe. A pipe that I discovered. So this was Gritpipe's game, eh? He'd been pumping water out of the Thames at Westminster and back again to the river at Mortlake. Crook! That night, I decided to revenge myself on Gritpipe and to destroy the pump for and on behalf of the Port of London Authority. This way. Got the dynamite?
I have got the dynamite, my captain. Enter blue bottle, pauses for light audience sausages. Thank you. Move forward under gaslight as done by George Raft in I Am the Law. Thinks. I have moved forward under the gaslight as done by George Raft in I Am the Law.
Shh. Heckles.
Heckles.
Oh, that's me. Help little Blue Bottle arrange the dynamite.
Okay. You ready to start, Blue Bottle?
Yes, I'm ready. Pulls out cardboard cutout sword.
Ooh, what are you doing?
Long live the Port of London Authorities. I will not rest until the forces of evil are swatinged and the valuable Westminster Pier is raised. Thinks. I will not rest until the forces of evil...
Shut up!
Shut up, Eccles!
Shut up, Eccles!
Oh.
Come on. Get the rest of the dynamite off Ellington's head.
Come on now.
Me carry dynamite. Me strong.
Are you strong, Ellington?
Me strong.
Yeah. Are you strong, Eccles?
Oh, I ain't strong. Are you?
No, but Ellington's strong.
Oh, I ain't strong.
Are you?
Are you?
Me strong.
While our heroes are deciding who is strong, we take you now into Mr. Seagoon's stomach to hear how the oyster has fared.
And here, along the great duodenal tract of the great Seagoon intestine, I see approaching the boiled spuds he had at breakfast, followed closely by that foul meatloaf salad he noshed at the BBC canteen. There's no sign yet of the oyster, but yes, here now comes a dirty great dollop of steamed duff and 3 quarts of mild that he woofed down during the rehearsals. And yes, here comes 4 pounds of mixed chocolate and 8 pints of tea, soup, licorice, all sorts, and lastly, the oyster.
I'm only I'm upon a so good a night a pretty mind on
floating pier.
Ah, there's no need for that. Look, we have a new one already made for you.
Good heavens. By Jupiter, etc., etc. And I thought you were both villains.
Listen, you go aboard and examine it at once.
By Jove, I'll do just that.
Have you bored holes in the bottom, Moriarty?
Yes. It will sink in 10 minutes. April in Paris.
No, Captain. I've lit the dynamite under the pump. You're not my captain. You are Martin Nartins, the forces of evil.
You're going to blow up our pump? You run right back and put that dynamite out.
But it's burning.
Get back at once.
All right. It hasn't burned right down yet, so I'm not... Here I can swim. We've been deaded every week. Eccles never gets deaded. Why doesn't Eccles ever get deaded?
You rotten twat!
That's better. Exit's left much happier. happier. Picks up loose bumps, shins, and spare feet.
Ah, there you are, Gritbite.
So I am.
I must say that this new pier you've provided is absolutely perfect. I'll buy it.
Right, sign here. Here. This check. Bank guarantee. Credit note. Postal orders. Traveler's checks. And finally sign this will. There, good lad. Moriarty. One,
two, hop!
Taxi, Gatwick Airport, please.
Thud me cringing nugglers, is it? It can't be. Where's my old photographs? It's my old Batman, Nettie Seagull. I've got a money belt that would just...
Ladies, according to page 24 of my Radio Times, you should have been hearing the six ingots of Leadenhall Street, but I fear the goons have lied to the editor and not carried out the intended story. It's a disgrace. Good night. That was The Goon Show, a recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Ray Ellington Quartet and Max Geldray. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, Eric Sykes, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Peter Eaton.
Candy,